Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast for Tuesday morning, March 10th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Love All, the Liberty Open returns as a powerful statement for LGBTQ plus inclusion in tennis. Love All, the Liberty Open returns as a powerful statement for LGBTQ plus inclusion in tennis. The tournament, founded in 1993 by the Metropolitan Tennis Group and sanctioned by the Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance, welcomes over 200 athletes annually. Proceeds support the Trevor Project, a suicide prevention organization for LGBTQ plus youth. Registration for the 2026 event opens on March 14, 2026 at the GLTA Tournament website.
Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills named chair of Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. Colorado Rural Health Center CEO Michelle Mills has been appointed as the chair of the Rural Health Transformation Program Advisory Committee. This committee will play a vital role in overseeing the development and implementation of the program, which aims to utilize over $1 billion in federal grants from 2026 to 2031. The program will focus on enhancing access to specialty care, addressing chronic diseases, and meeting the needs of rural communities and tribes in Colorado.
Child drugging epidemic highlighted in unique exhibit documenting human rights abuses. A unique exhibit by the Citizens Commission on Human Rights sheds light on the child drugging epidemic, exposing human rights abuses in psychiatry. The exhibit showcases the history of brutal treatments and the current trend of mass drugging. Guest speaker Ms. Diane Lewis, a veteran teacher, expressed concern over the impact of psychiatric drugs on children. The exhibit warns parents and communities about the dangers of psychiatric treatments. Welcome to More Newsroom. Find me why Sebastian. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.